In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. So we'll take a moment to check in with our posture. Which is conducive to our mind settling. And let our awareness descend from our busy mind into our awareness of our body. Doing a body scan from the crown of the head to the feet and back, or just the general feeling of being in the body in this present moment on whatever seat in whatever space each of us is in. Eyes can be open or closed. So we will begin by reviewing the four thoughts, which brings our mind from samsaric concerns to the strong intention to practice the Dharma. And today we're going to use the formulation from our Nundro practice. First, I must meditate on this precious human existence with its freedoms and resources, difficult to attain, easily destroyed. I must not waste this opportunity. Secondly, everything is impermanent, the world and all it contains. In particular, the life of beings is as fragile as a bubble of water. The time of death is uncertain, and when I die, I'll be nothing but a corpse. At that time, only the Dharma can help me. I must practice continuously. Thirdly, at the time of death, I will not be free because my fate will be determined by my previous actions. I must refrain from negative actions, engage only in positive actions, and each day I must monitor my stream of being. Fourthly, all places, friends, pleasures, possessions, and everything else in the cycle of existence continually torment me through the three types of suffering. They are like the last meal before my execution. I must sever all attachment and diligently accomplish enlightenment. So with that motivation, we now request the blessing of the Lama and or the Buddha, visualizing the Lama or the Buddha on a lotus and moon seat above the crown of our head, radiating light, radiating love and compassion, radiating awakeness. And to empower our quest to attain the same state ourselves, we request their blessing. And we automatically receive it just by opening ourselves to it. And now we can visualize the Lama or the Buddha descending from the crown of our head and coming to rest in the pavilion of our heart center, continuing to radiate light, love, compassion, bodhicitta, awakening. Really feeling that the Lama is there, the Buddha is there, present within us. at all times. And so we'll go through the steps of cultivating ultimate bodhicitta. First, taking a moment just to rest in open awareness. We can, with our eyes open, activate or become receptive to our visual sense, just that there's light, that there's color, there's shapes, visual phenomena. Opening our awareness to sound, whatever sounds we may hear, whatever silence we may hear, just being aware of it. Opening our tactile sense, temperature in the room or outside, any movement of air, any internal sensations. Again, becoming aware of the feeling of being in our body on our seat with our feet on the floor. Holding all of these open at once in a very relaxed way. Very relaxed, open and spacious. And also opening our awareness to any thoughts and emotions that may be present in our mind stream. Simply resting in whatever is there, letting it be as it is, but from the standpoint of being aware of it. If we're caught up in it, then we step back and simply rest in awareness of whatever is coming and going in our mind. And in this state of open awareness, we relate to everything we're experiencing as if it might be a dream we could wake up from. Letting go of any sense of solidity, of urgency, of permanence. External experience and internal experience, all just like a dream. Letting thoughts continue to come and go freely, just not getting caught up in them. Seeing them as dreamlike as well. And now turning our attention to examine the nature of awareness itself, which is unborn, which has no characteristics, no shape, no color, no location. Looking to see if that's true. Just looking, not analyzing. Asking with or without words who is experiencing this dreamlike existence. Where is that perception located? Just looking and resting in the looking, as Ken MacLeod says. Thoughts and emotions continue to flow freely. Experience continues to flow freely as we watch the awareness which is experiencing them. Now step three, let even the remedy release naturally. It means that we let go even of the looking. And we simply rest in awareness. Step four, rest in the essence, the basis of everything. We could say rest in awareness. That would be one way of putting it. Just coming to rest without any mental activity, without any wish or attempt to achieve a particular state of resting, just resting in whatever we're experiencing exactly as it's occurring, with no judgments. Relaxing into whatever we're experiencing completely receptive. If a thought catches our attention, we just let it go as soon as we notice and come back to simply resting and being present. And now within this state of resting in the essence, the basis of everything, resting in seeing all of our experience as a dream within this awareness of the present moment, we cultivate relative bodhicitta through the slogan practice, taking and sending alternately, synchronizing with the breath. So following a teaching that Ahmad Menorla Rinpoche gave years ago, we can begin by visualizing all sentient beings, or just realizing that all sentient beings are present within this vast, spacious awareness. And begin by wishing for all sentient beings, each and every sentient being, including ourselves, including humans and animals, friends and enemies, hungry ghosts and hell beings, gods and jealous gods, wishing deeply in our hearts for each and every one of them to be completely freed from whatever suffering they may be experiencing, wishing for them to be happy, wishing for them to be awake. Breathing in their suffering. If it's helpful, we can visualize it in the form of a dark, warm, hazy smoke. Letting it dissolve in our Buddha nature, our vast awareness. Breathing out whatever is needed by each sentient being. We don't even need to know what it is, but we just breathe out whatever they need, which includes happiness and healing and peace. And we can continue to alternate this visualization with each set of breaths, or every few sets of breathing. If any individuals come to mind, include them specifically. If we ourselves are experiencing any distress, we can include that specifically within the context of all sentient beings. Completely relaxed, still experiencing everything as dreamlike, still in touch with the essence of all our experience. And now taking a moment to think that through this practice, all beings, including ourselves, are completely free from suffering, completely filled with happiness, peace, well-being, completely awake, rejoicing in this. And now letting go of the visualization and all conceptuality. Coming back to our state of mind that is conducive to chanting the 37 practices.